From the Kramer Basketball Headquarters in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, you are listening to the Coach's Edge Podcast, powered by CoachesEdge.coach. Here is your host, Steve Kramer.
Welcome to the Coach's Edge Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Kramer of Kramer Basketball. And on this episode, I want to share with you the most important skill for girls basketball players to develop. All right, are you ready? Are you ready? I'm not going to hold on and wait. It's ball handling. It's absolutely, positively, in my opinion, my humble opinion, it's ball handling. Now, I've said in past episodes that shooting has never been more important in today's game. More important now than it's ever been. But for girls basketball specifically, I think that ball handling is the most important skill that you can get your players to improve upon that can take you from point A to point B at a much faster rate than any other skill. And of course, I'm going to tell you why. But before we get into that, if you want to support Kramer Basketball, if you want to support Coach's Edge, if you want to be a sponsor to us, this is the time that we ask. If you like what we're about, if you like how we work with so many kids in different programs, we have sponsorships. We put those sponsors, those small businesses, on the back of our t-shirts. For certain sponsors, we even give them podcast ads on the Coach's Edge Podcast. We shout out our sponsors on our email contact list, our social media platforms. So there's a ton of eyeballs on those that support Kramer Basketball and how we go about doing what we do. I mean, this is bigger than basketball. It's more than just teaching kids how to shoot and dribble, right? It's about making a positive impact that goes beyond the game. So if you want to support me, if you want to support us doing what we do, you want to be a part of this journey that we're on, please reach out. It's contact@kramerbasketball.com, and I'll give you more information on what our sponsorship levels look like. And we designed some pretty cool gear that I'll send you out as well for being a sponsor and supporting us. So as we get into this episode, it's absolutely ball handling for girls basketball. And I'll start with this. Last spring, I had a workout at Kingston with some of the girls basketball program there. And, you know, it was one of those optional, you know, workouts. I came in for the day. Some of the players came in and we trained. And prior to that workout, I had the chance to talk to their coach, Coach Green. Shout out to Coach Green. So Kingston girls basketball, if you're not, you know, you're listening in California, like what does this mean to me, coach? They're one of the best small school girls basketball programs in the state of Michigan. This past season was no different. They won their league. They won their district. They won their region. And this has become pretty normal for that program. And I was asking Coach Green, because I always think, you know, even though different schools are bringing me in, I always feel like a kid in the candy store, like I'm here to learn too, right? So I asked him, I was like, what do you feel is, you know, the most important things for, you know, your girls? Like, where does the game really begin? What do you need as a basketball, girls basketball program in order to be successful? And he talked about two things. He said, offensively, it's the ability to handle ball pressure. And then defensively, it's the ability to give pressure. And if you can do those two things, then you expand into all the other areas, right? But until you're a program that can handle ball pressure and not turn it over, get into your offense. And if you're a program that can turn other people over because they can't handle the ball pressure, there's really no more conversation on all the other things that happen in the game of basketball, because it's just turnover, layup, turnover, layup, turnover, layup when you play some of these teams that apply a lot of ball pressure. And, you know, obviously defense is huge. So in this, I'm talking about the offensive skill. What's the offensive skill that is most important in girls basketball? Again, to me, it's absolutely ball handling. I think it's a pretty distant gap to shooting, which would come next. But for girls basketball specifically, I think it's ball handling. And one of the reasons is because there's so many fewer girls that can really, really handle the basketball. I think part of that is a popularity standpoint. Basketball is more popular among girls than or boys than it is girls. We know this. You can look up any of the numbers on this. Like, this is common information. If you watched anything on YouTube or Instagram or Twitter or any of this stuff, and you see kids doing good or bad, all these fancy dribbling drills, they're almost all boys, not girls, right? And so as you watch boys basketball, you see a lot of kids that can handle the ball. Does it mean they're doing the right things with it? Not necessarily, but there's a lot of them that can handle the ball. In girls basketball, it's a lot different. There's not as many girls who just flat out have the ball on a string. And when you have a player like that, your team goes way, way up. In fact, in our Coach's Edge meeting last night, we had Coach Rosema, Hart girls basketball on the Coach's Edge podcast. They knocked off the number one team in the state in the quarters, Buchanan. They made it to the state Final Four where they lost there. And he said the same thing. He said, I agree 100%. It's ball handling. We had two girls on our team that could really handle the rock. That was huge for us this year. It's something that, they really work on, and it shows. A couple other examples. There's a young lady that we've trained in Ohio for a very long time, Carly Foose. I mean, she's maybe 5'2 at that. They won their league. They won their sectional. They lost in the district finals to a private school, I think, is a public school. Anytime the team that knocks you out is like a private school, I think it's like extra bonus points, which was the case for them, a team that, recruits basketball players, kind of a basketball private school. And throughout their season, and especially as they were in their state tournament run, one of the biggest differences between their team and the opponent was that she could get anywhere on the court at any given time. There was one specific play where they were in a district semifinal game. She literally drew through five players on the court. Their doubler, she dribbles around. She beats another player. She goes, loops all the way around the baseline, makes a nice pass as they're kind of burning the clock, running out the game in the fourth quarter for a win. Most players cannot do that. But in any given game, she was the best ball handler on the court. And that automatically means you're more likely to be successful. Another example that I mentioned on the podcast, young lady that we trained, Sailor Reardon, she was all region, 5A, biggest classification. One of the reasons that she was one of the best players in our area was her ability to handle the ball. She could handle the ball. She could get to different spots on the court that automatically made her a better passer. Like if you're a good passer, but you can't get to certain spots that create better passing angles, you don't use your dribble in a way that's going to create the best time to pass the ball. You can't handle, and now you got to pass it a little bit earlier, right? Because if you take another dribble, somebody's going to pick your pocket or steal it from you. So your passing improves because of your ability to handle the ball. She had those things, right? So her level of her team went automatically up because of her ability to handle pressure and bring it up, which is limiting turnovers. She became a better passer because she could get the spots on the court that were more effective and better passing angles and timing because of her ability to handle the ball. She became a better scorer because she could create plays on her own that more players could not. And she created more shots for other people because instead of just passing somebody the ball when they're not really that open, she was able to see a crack, use the dribble to get down there, and now she creates a kick out or a dump down for somebody that's wide open and now they got a three or they have a layup. All of those come out of the fact that you are a higher level ball handler. So if you're listening, you're like, too many people are dribbling around. In some cases, 100% I agree. I think for a lot of players, more on the boy side, dribbling too much, that's a fact, which is why I would not put ball handling as the number one skill for boys basketball players. But on the girls' side, it's more of a rarity to have a kid who has the ball on a string, and they can automatically make your team high level take a literal jump from one level to the next because of their ability to handle the basketball. You put yourself in a position to do so many things because of that one skill that is elite, and it's handling the basketball. So whether, and I'll give you some examples of some things you can do to improve players' ball handling. And I really like a variety of things when it comes to ball handling that I'll share with you here. But again, so many teams at the girls' level, the game starts with their ability to handle pressure. And so if your team can't handle pressure because you can only pass, you can't dribble through, you can't dribble into a spot that moves and rotates the defense, and now that creates better passing opportunities to beat, you know, a half-court trap, a full-court press, whatever those things might be. Ball handling, and not many people talk about it, but ball handling makes you a better passer. For those little point guards especially who can't easily see over the defense, right? They can't easily reach around the defense. Being able to use their dribble to create better spacing and passing angles is a high-level skill. And they don't become that type of passer, that type of pressure breaker, without first having the ability and the comfort level to handle the basketball and bring it up. Huge, huge, huge. So if you're a girls basketball coach or you're listening and you have a daughter who plays basketball, I think one of the best ways to get that player more playing time or your team more success is to have her continue to work on the ability to handle the ball, work on attacking, getting downhill, being able to create scoring opportunities for others, and then be comfortable in a one-on-one situation where you're bringing the basketball up the court and you're handling the ball. Because even if you have one player who can really, really handle the ball, well, if they give it up and now you have pressure being given to somebody else who can't handle the rock as well, well, now you're back in a position that's really hurting. So even that one player that can really, really handle the ball can make a huge, huge difference because they don't have to give it up all the time before you would like them to, right? Okay, so what if they're being picked up full court? If they're the person you want to have the ball in their hands to begin setting up your offense, they can bring the basketball up because their ball handling skills are that good. They can handle the pressure and still bring it up. That's a huge luxury to have for girls basketball teams. And then you get two players that can do it. Now you're talking a really high level basketball team. All right. So when it comes to working on ball handling, it's being able to explain to your players the purpose. It's not just being able to dribble, right? It's about handling the basketball. What are the ways we want to handle the ball? We want to, again, be able to bring it up the court. We want to be able to handle the basketball to increase those spacing and passing angles. We want to use the dribble to create scoring opportunities for yourself and others. You want to use the dribble to get out of trouble. That could be to avoid a trap, avoid a 5-second call. I mean, how valuable is that in those close games? Teams have to extend. Let's say you got a couple point lead, and you don't have a player on the team who can use the dribble to escape pressure, you got some problems. You got some problems because the players are going to catch, they're going to pick up, they're going to hopefully pivot. But if the only option when they catch it is to be a passer and they can't get the defense on their heel to say, hey, you come out too hard at a bad angle, I'm just going to go by you. And now you're really in trouble because it's a 5-on-3 because you just put that double out there, right? You just keep getting pushed back. Eventually you turn it over. And then the fifth reason you handle the ball is to be able to draw fouls. How huge is that to be able to get the other team's best players on the bench, to be able to get yourself in the bonus? So, again, being able to handle the basketball is huge, huge, huge. And the one thing I failed to mention was ball handling is different than it was 20 years ago. Ball handling is different than it was probably even 10 years ago. All right. So think about how few carries get called in the game. Like when you watch a player dribble the basketball and maybe you're like, oh, they're carrying. If it's not called, it's not illegal. You can do it. You can manipulate the ball in a way that you couldn't necessarily do that 20, 30 years ago, right? So as the game has continued to evolve, our training and our coaching has to evolve with it. I watched a ton of high school basketball this year. I can't remember really seeing many carries get called. Period. You're watching college basketball, it's even fewer, right? So let's stop getting so wrapped up in, hey, we're dribbling too much. Players are carrying the ball in their drills. Like, I really don't see anybody getting called for carries during a game. And if that's your players, then you can adjust and address that, okay? But overall, it is not an issue among basketball that players are dribbling the wrong way and there's more carries being called. I think there's less and fewer carries being called than ever before, right? So we manipulate the ball more than we used to. That means it's more of an advantage for the offensive player to master that specific skill. You combine that with the freedom of movement that players have in today's game, that's even more of a reason to master that specific skill, which is ball handling. Now go back to my main point. Most girls, in my experience, do not work on ball handling as much as boys. You just don't see it as much. Which again, if you look out at the landscape and say, okay, out of all these areas of the game, what's an area that most kids are not doing at a high level? And then you say, okay, our kids are going to be able to do that at a high level. Boom, you're automatically leveling up. Right? Like if everybody's shooting well and you're shooting pretty well and you get better by a couple percent, that's great. That's great. But if you're an average ball handling team and everybody in your league is an average ball handling team and you go from average to good, that's a huge jump that you've made for your basketball program, right? And again, these are not just my thoughts. These are conversations that I've had with coaches and girls basketball side saying this is a big part. And I'm not saying you're handling the ball just to handle those teams that are going all out and try to steal. Any good team is going to be able to apply pressure. Does it mean they're going all out, trapping and rotating and trying to play all the passing lanes? No, but they're still going to apply pressure. And if you cannot handle the ball pressure, you're going to lose for sure. Okay. So think of those things. Now, a couple things that we can do to work on our ball handling skills. One, I'm big into getting a high amount of stationary reps in as a warm-up, right? So don't stand, be in a stance, work on your base, wide base. High reps, I like changing speed and putting a dent in the floor when we're dribbling hard. Dribble harder than you would have to in a game. Dribble slower at times, soaking the dribble up more than you may even in a game. Working on the change of speed with your dribble, even in a stationary position, can go a really long way. And you just get a lot of reps in a short amount of time. Okay. From there, what are the common footwork types that you would use in a game? If you have access to coachesedge.coach, you have those uploaded into the membership. A lot of our footwork drills are stick and square, right? Huge. Our different protect dribble stance that we talked about. How do we utilize the first step? Front foot low. We're not making sure we're not overstepping into a back foot step. We're hitting the brakes, as I like to call it. We're hitting the gas. So those are big. How do we accelerate? How do we decelerate, right? How can we stretch our angles and our dribbles out? Right. So if you look in the Coach's Edge, there's a video series called the Stick Series that I call it. And it's a bunch of different footwork that goes forward, backward, and side to side. Even doing that one video, if you did that one video a couple days a week with your players, they're going to get better, a lot better. Right. That's going to be huge, especially for our girls basketball players. Right. So as a whole, to really simplify it, you go stationary, you have starting. You have stopping, you have changing direction, and then you have going against physical contact. Those are five things that you can throw out to become a better ball handler, right? And you can do those in a multitude of ways, right? You do one ball, you do single ball, you do two ball, you do countdown drills, you do time drills, you do going to for speed with a relay race. You can do it incorporating finishing, like you do this ball handling circuit and then you go in for a finish or a pass if you have a partner and then they pass it back and then you get in your game shot. You use different, you know, like our gauntlet drill, which is bringing the basketball up against pressure, right? Going through, okay, you go through one defender, you get to the next spot, you go through a second defender, you go through the next one, you go through a third defender. And by the time you get through, players are gassed. Their ball handling has been extremely challenged in a tight amount of space against different defensive players. And whether they lose the basketball or not, they're building the skills and they're learning what works, what doesn't work, so they can do it better the next time, which is what we're really trying to focus on, right? We're not asking for perfection in our training. We're asking our kids to gain a better understanding based on what we're teaching and what they're trying out so they can learn to do better the next time so that they can get better to perform next basketball season, right? Because it's March. Think of how much time we have until we get back around to basketball season next fall slash winter. There's a lot of time that we can use here to develop. So when I'm working with our players, I am emphasizing to them, this is not about your training performance, right? I could care less about your training performance. I want you guys to listen. I want you to work hard. I want you to be able to get out of your comfort zone and be a great teammate to the other people that you're training with. If we do those things consistently, we're going to get a lot better. No question. No question about it. Okay. So that's my 20 plus minute rant on why ball handling needs to be emphasized, especially on the girls' side of the game. I think it can make a huge, huge difference. And from the coaches that I've had the chance with to chat with as well, it can go a really long way. After that, I would go shooting. 100% I would go shooting. Shooting is vital, vital, vital. On the boys' side of things, I'd start with shooting because, as I said, there's more boys I see that can handle the basketball at a high level. And shooting the basketball, shooting the deep ball, the three-point shot is huge. So that's a skill that is not going anywhere, right? If anything, I think it's only going to become even more important in the coming years is shooting the rock, especially on the boys' side. But it'd be number two for girls' basketball, in my opinion. Let me know what you think. Contact at kramerbasketball.com, at CoachesEdge1 on Twitter. You can follow me personally on social media. It's at Kramer B-ball on Twitter, Kramer_basketball on Instagram, YouTube is Kramer Basketball, Facebook is Kramer Basketball. Most of that stuff's there, Kramer Basketball. We're getting ready for our summer camp season. A lot of stuff going on. It's a crazy time of year because we continue to train weekly. We have clinics periodically on different weekends, in-state, out-of-state. But then I'm also prepping for our busiest time of year, which is summer. So that's working with coaches, doing the camp contracts, the flyers, the online registrations on the back end of the website. We're getting a new website, by the way, for Kramer Basketball. So this is just it's a crazy time of year, but you know, it's going to be well worth it when summer hits and we get to work with all these awesome players and coaches throughout the country. So if there's anything I can do for you, please let me know. If you're interested in coachesedge.coach, all the cool stuff we have, we're doing some dribble drive stuff. That's going to be good if you are new or want to incorporate dribble drive with your team, or maybe you run dribble drive, want to continue to get better at it. Coach Troshak and I are putting some dribble drive content together as far as how we can teach it, a little video, different drills from a small-sided game standpoint to build up dribble drive offense. So that's going to be a big one. Our new at-home ball handling program we just completed. So our Coach's Edge members, make sure to check the website for that. It's 10 at-home ball handling workouts. Obviously, you could do them in the gym as well. So that ties in right with this specific episode on girls basketball players being able to handle the ball. That's the other thing about ball handling. You can become really, really good in a short amount of time, right? Like shooting takes more time to be great at, just the amount of time it takes to shoot it. Okay, you get your next shot, shoot it. You get your next shot, you shoot it. You get your next shot. The amount of reps you can get in handling the ball in a short amount of time is just easier, right? And I think when you add in the purpose, because I think most players don't handle the ball with purpose if they do work on their ball handling, now you're working at an even more accelerated rate. The rate of your growth, right? It's just super, super sped up because, one, you're working on it, period. You can get better faster because the amount of reps and footwork and competitive drills you can do with an emphasis on ball handling is high, high level. And then you start working on the right things, you know, weights on the balls of your feet. Your feet are outside your shoulders. You got a shin angle that's kind of angled in when you're in your base, like a Christmas tree, that allows you to change direction into, you know, what we call side, what it was called a side foot load, which would be a lot of your in and out crossover, change of direction moves there. So many little details. If you add some of those purpose points to just the amount of reps, you can get good at ball handling in a very short amount of time. And it's exciting to see when those players come together and they just start, teams don't know what to do with them. So I hope this treats you well. I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you for listening to the Coach's Edge podcast. Appreciate your support. Positive rating, review goes a super long way. Thanks for listening. Get after today.